There have been 43 previous Peachtree Road races, and none have ever been canceled due to weather. Despite reports of storms tomorrow and into the July 4th race day, Tracy Russell, the race's head organizer, doesn't think that's about to change.
At this point, we're just business as usual, just going to be probably a little wet for our participants. And some of the runners I've been talking to are excited. They actually prefer the rain over 95-degree weather.
60,000 runners, along with another 150,000 spectators, are expected to be in Atlanta for the race. Early favorites on the men's side include all three members of the U.S.'s Olympic marathon team that competed in London, including Abdi Abdirahman. He, however, isn't crazy about the weather forecast.
I don't like the rain, but at the same time, everyone has to run the same weather, so some guys like running in the rain, but I don't.
Fellow Olympian Janet Cherubon-Baucom, who resides part of the year in Rome, Georgia, is a favorite on the women's side. Meanwhile, following the Boston Marathon bombings, security will be extra tight, and people are being discouraged from bringing backpacks and other large items. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed says there's been unprecedented coordination between federal, state, and local officials.
We now have video technology built out along the entire route. We have significantly enhanced the number of officers, folks both in clothes and in plain clothes, at multiple points throughout the race route. So what we want to do is just make sure everybody has a terrific time.
Reed himself will be participating in the race for the first time as mayor of Atlanta, though he says he's done the race three or four times before that. Coming off some knee issues last year, Reed isn't looking to break any speed records.
I've enjoyed preparing. I think I'm in reasonably good shape. I think I'll be able to finish it.
Reed says he'll be wearing the blue and yellow colors of the Boston Athletic Club in honor of the victims of the Boston Marathon bombings. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.